under 2 minutes ago to see something like that happen to Travis and have to get right back, you know, to work on the power play?
You know, in the playoffs, you just kind of got to reset. Anything can it can happen. They can bang in a lucky one. We can score. You got to kind of just control your emotions. You know, that shitty, we don't really know what happened to Travis, but it gave us a two-minute power play, and we banged in the winner.
Is that hard, though, to come back when you lose one of your best players like that and you see it go off, or does it kind of give you a little bit more motivation? Or
yeah, you know what? We can, the stuff like that can kind of it can kind of fire you up a little bit. And, I mean, when you got a chance to win the game, that's what we all live for. We grow up playing street hockey, playing outdoor hockey, just trying to bang in winners. And I think we're fired up definitely from that. And, fortunate to put it in.
Is it another example of this team finding a way to win no matter what happened, the shift before, the period before?
Yeah, that's just kind of been kind of our MO all year. We have scoring throughout the whole lineup. I mean, Crush banged in a big one for us tonight to tie it up when they kind of had a little bit of momentum, and that kind of steered the ship the right way. So I'm definitely not worried. It was a great job by the boys tonight.
I was sort of expecting the same the rest of this series. It seemed like the pace was a lot quicker this series than it was last series. Two teams that are very fast. And
yeah, I mean, they banged a lot of goals in the regular season, and so did we. And I know we kind of split with them. It's going to be an offensive series. I don't expect every game to be 2-1, but hopefully we can come out on top of them. I know we can put the pucks in the net with the best of them and match their speed.
Thanks, Greg.